This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news, the headlines first. Protests continue against rape and murder of three-year-old Garima Chowdhury in Bara. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung vows stronger legal and institutional measures to prevent serious crimes. Nepal records over 5,000 disaster incidents with 250 deaths in 4 months. Land Management Minister Pratibha Rawal seeks local governments' support to resolve land-related problems. And Canada says it will match U.S. tariffs dollar for dollar as trade talks break down. Now the news in detail. The local St. Birgans obstructed the Birgans Pathalia road section today as well, protesting the murder of a three-year-old girl, Garima Chowdhury, in Bara district. Saturday marked the fourth day of the protest by locals in Birgans over the murder of Garima Chowdhury. They have demanded justice for the victims' families. The girl, who had been missing since morning of the August 16th, was found dead near her house on August 18th. Various political parties and organizations have also protested against the incident, demanding severe action against those responsible for the crime. Meanwhile, Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has reaffirmed the government's commitment to establishing strong legal and institutional frameworks to prevent serious crimes. He came to this view particularly in light of the tragic case of three-year-old Garima Chowdhury. Gurung also expressed a deep sorrow over the incident and emphasized the government's dedication to achieving justice, stating that the mission extends beyond punishing the perpetrators to creating a safer environment for women and children in the country. The Home Minister also highlighted that the government is learning from previous errors and has already initiated an investigation with suspect being promptly apprehended. More than 5,000 disaster-related incidents have occurred in different parts of Nepal in the past 4 months, which have taken the lives of 250 people. During the period, a total of 5,014 disaster incidents have occurred, in which 1,607 people have been injured and 8 have gone missing. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, 6,272 families were affected by the disasters during this period. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration Pratibha Rawal has called for the support of the local labor governments in resolving the land-related problems, currently a top priority for the government. At a program organized in Dhangadi sub-metropolitan city of Kailali today, Minister Rawal said that the government is fully prepared to provide the necessary facilitation and coordination for the distribution of the land titles to unorganized settlers and landless families. She urged the Dhangadi sub-metropolitan city to work on land-related problem resolution as well as other development activities. A two-day workshop on policy organization and leadership organized by the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP for its central members began in Kathmandu today. Pramod Neupani, the head of the party's organization department, said that the workshop referred to as RSP Policy Organization and Leadership Series 1 will see the central members engage in discussions regarding the party's policies, strengthening the organization and the enhancement of leadership skills. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Viraj Bhakta Shrestha has said that the special attention should be paid to increasing power consumption by making the power supply system of Kusi province more systematic, reliable and effective. During a discussion with the chiefs, employees, public representatives and representatives of concerned bodies of Nepal Electricity Authority during his visit to Kusi province today, he directed them to identify and immediately resolve the problems seen in power supply, address public grievances and concerns of the employees. Minister Shrestha also urged them to develop a system to resolve problems in electricity supply as soon as they are noticed and to address complaints. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Asterisk to the Pondra hash, yehi ho upay.
Aur ek tip ko lagi sabai tak, yehi paye. Jaha jau connected rahas, internet masab karnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Dhurkot Mini Great Wall connecting to historical locations Dhurkot and Budikot has become a new tourist destination in Gulmi district. The stone structure built by Dhurkot Rural Municipality, resembling the world-famous Great Wall of China, is attracting increasing attention from domestic and foreign tourists. It is located in Ward No. 6 of the municipality. The structure also offers a scientific view of the mountain ranges, including Machhapusri, Annapurna, Dhaulagiri, and others. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A fresh wave of U.S. tariffs on a wide range of Canadian goods came into effect on Saturday after a last-minute breakdown in trade talks, the BBC reports. Announcing the suspension of negotiations shortly before the Friday night deadline, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said he would impose reciprocal tariffs on U.S. goods dollar for dollar. Carney said last-minute changes in the U.S. proposed terms were unfair, uneconomic, and called into question the reliability of any deal. Trade negotiators had been engaged in intense talks since July after President Donald Trump threatened to impose a 50% levy on nearly $20 billion U.S. dollars of Canadian imports by the 19th of August. Trump had temporarily paused those tariffs earlier in the week, saying the two sides were close to signing a trade deal that was very good for both countries. After Carney's announcement, the U.S. trade representative said in a statement that Canada declined to finalize the trade deal under the terms agreed earlier this week. Rescuers in Ukraine are continuing their search for survivors in the wreckage of a big shopping center hit by Russia on Friday. According to the BBC, 16 people were killed and 130 injured when two drones hit the busy center in Kyiv in quick succession in what is known as a double-tap strike. And four people are still missing. The search and rescue operation could last for another 2 days. Meanwhile, President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the cynical and despicable attack in which the second drone targeted emergency workers. The sites exchanged more fire overnight with Ukrainian attacks said to have killed at least four people in Russia, including two children and three people reportedly dead by Kyiv as a result of Russian strikes. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan areas of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Pashchim provinces. Likewise, moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at a few places in the hilly areas of Karnali and Sudar Pashchim provinces. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely at some places in Madhes province and the Tarai areas of Kosi and Bagmati provinces, and at a few places in the Tarai areas of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudar Pashchim provinces. Similarly, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi province and in the hilly areas of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Protests continue against rape and murder of 3-year-old Garima Chaudhary in Bara. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung vows stronger legal and institutional measures to prevent serious crimes. Nepal records over 5,000 disaster incidents with 250 deaths in 4 months. Land Management Minister Pratibha Rawal seeks local governance support to resolve land-related problems. And Canada says it will match U.S. tariff dollar for dollar as trade talks break down. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.